This morning we have a guest joining us. Paul Goody is with us. He's the CEO at First Whitney Bank and Trust here in Atlantic, and they have introduced a project that is going to coincide with Atlantic's 150th anniversary celebration coming up in 2018 that we want to talk a little bit about here today. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much. You guys wanted to be a part of this. You've been a part of the community pretty much since it was founded here, and you wanted to be a big part of the 150th celebration.
Yes, we did. And, of course, the founder of Atlantic, Franklin Whitney, is the namesake for our bank. This particular bank charter was celebrating its 110th year this year. So we've been here a long time, and the Whitney name is prominent on a lot of different things in Cass County and Atlantic.
Absolutely. Is that something that you kind of thought up right away when you were talking with folks about preparing for next year's 150th celebration? Is what can we do? How can we be a part of this?
Well, we actually kind of talked about this project prior to thinking about the 150th. The timing is very good for us, and so we've moved forward. It's going to be our gift to the city on their 150th. It's something we started talking about as we prepared for the Whitney Hotel project that's underway right now across the street. It's part of an overall effort to try to revitalize our Main Street corridor, our Chestnut corridor. And it's just a little bit something extra that we think that'll help the community enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I know all the details aren't finalized and things, but this will be a gift, something that folks will be able to see and recognize.
I believe so. What we have in mind is working with New Century Art Guild in Kimbleton. Mm-hmm. Troy Moeller is the lead artist there. Dr. Scott Smith, who I've known for a long time, is the executive director. New Century Art Guild is a not-for-profit organization that promotes the work of art to help veterans. We hope that some veterans will be part of this project, and they will be developing a bronze casting for us, a casting that will commemorate Franklin Whitney founding Atlantic.
Very good. Important that you were able to work with a local firm at New Century Art Guild up there in Kimbleton?
Well, it does help because, like I said, I've known Scott for some time and a little bit familiar with what they were trying to do up there. I know they've done some castings already, some life-size castings in the state. And so it's kind of exciting to have somebody fairly local that we can work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And understands the story behind all of that, too, and gets it. Talk a little bit about the process and coming up with all this. See, you and I were visiting before we got on the air here, and you were kind of talking about how, well, you know, what can we do? We had this crazy idea, and we threw it around and what have you. How long did you work on this idea?
Well, from the time we decided to kind of just see what could be done, it's really went pretty quick. Scott and Troy will be making a mock-up for the size of the casting. We are going to try to locate it on a center island in the middle of Chestnut Street here between the bank building and the Whitney Hotel project. We think it's appropriate. The Whitney Bank has been third in Chestnut since its inception. And we think it's a nice tie-in with Franklin Whitney's as the founder. They're moving very quickly up there. They're anxious to get going. We want this thing to be done by the 150th celebration in the fall of 2018. And it's a big project. It's very intense, the things they have to do to make this, and they want to get started right away.
Mm-hmm. Kind of fits in with the what's been done here at the bank lately too over the last few years with renovations here inside the bank and the remodeling. Notice the polished up sign out there on the wall that folks might remember from long ago, and some of the older photographs and things like that too. It just all kind of fits in.
Well, Atlantic has a tremendous history, and if you look back, anybody that's interested in what these buildings on Chestnut look like, there's a couple photo albums at the public library that show that in various, you know, years what some of these buildings look like. So underneath some of those modern steel fronts, if you will, there's some really neat old architecture that, you know, we would like to see get exposed again and restored.
Yeah. Is this all part of the greater mission of the bank, is to continue to focus on doing what you can for the local community?
Well, I think that's always our focus here, Jim. All our eggs are in one basket, and that's in the greater Atlantic community. This is where we do business and always have, and that's where 100% of our commitment is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a pretty aggressive project when you take a look at some of the conceptual drawings and what have you, and, you know, there's a lot of neat things involved in that. I can imagine there's going to be a lot of folks asking a lot of questions about how this is all going to play out till you get things finalized.
Yeah, probably be a lot of no comment until until we get a maybe the model done and see what it all looks like. So.
Yeah. Did you strain? I don't want to talk too much about the actual design and stuff, but did you go through a lot of different ideas before you kind of came up with kind of something close to what you're thinking of?
A couple different ideas, and then, of course, in consulting with Troy and Scott, they come up with some suggestions to tweak those ideas that they thought would make it a more useful project or more eye-appealing, and we happen to agree with it. But we came together pretty quickly on the general concept, so...
Absolutely. You know, it kind of ties things in together in the downtown area, too. You know, we talk about some of the other things that have been going on in the community, the renovation of, well, for example, the old Rock Island Railroad Depot here downtown, the old Armory, the American Legion building, some of the great work that's been done there. We've got that great war memorial up in the city park. The Coca-Cola Museum is not too far down the road from right where we sit here at the bank. I mean, you start to talk about all the different things that have been done over the last, maybe 15, 20 years in the community to save what was going on, remember the past, and to perpetuate all that. This is going to fit neatly in with that theme.
Oh, I believe so. And you know, hats off to some individuals who have, you know, grabbed the ball in the past and did some great projects. You mentioned the Armory and the Depot and the Arise Group. You know, somebody needed to take charge of that, and they did so. And hats off to them. They've done a great job. Even across the street here at the original Whitney Bank building, Bev Moffitt, the restoration she did on that building all on her own without any help is really, really something. And so we hope that maybe some of this stuff will perpetuate itself and we'll get a little momentum going back and really see some things happen.
Yeah, well, you talk about things like the bank here, Bev, the Atlantic Coca-Cola bottling. I mean, there are a lot of places here in town that take a lot of pride in doing a lot of things here without actually taking up a lot of tax dollars, too. They like to put their own sweat equity and their own cash into projects.
Well, and it'll be all our money on this project, too. So even though we need the city's help in the logistics of it, the Whitney Bank is going to fund the 100% of this. So.
Absolutely. So it'll be something that folks can enjoy and see for a good long time. We look forward to it. You said you're going to try to get it done before the time comes around, the fall of 2018. Are we too early to talk about when people might start to see some of the activity yet, or is that still down the road a bit?
I guess I'm just not sure yet, but certainly in the months before the sculpture's done, I would hope that we would have the center island in place, perhaps the base in place. And then have some sort of grand unveiling, if you will, to coincide with Atlantic's 150th.
Absolutely. Well, we've got that island up in the 600 block at Chestnut Street that has been decorated up so nicely by a lot of the folks that put a lot of good hard work there. This will just kind of bookend the island projects on either end of Main Street in downtown.
Yeah, and there is. There's a lot of people that really work hard on planting flowers and planning all that. It looks great, and this is just one more piece.
Well, hey, thanks. We look forward to seeing the project move on.
So do we.